1065.
The kick-ass chick of the week.
Cassidy, who are you choosing this week?
I like yoga and I like beer, so anyone that pairs the two together in my mind is kick-ass, and that's why it's Elle Potter, the founder of Yoga Buzz.
So Elle, explain what Yoga Buzz is.
So we started doing yoga and beer events, and I thought I was so clever in making yoga accessible because it was people who maybe felt intimidated to go to a studio. This is still reaching the same demographic that's already showing up to yoga. So if I really want to see something shift in who's doing yoga and making it onto the mat, I need to really look at why the majority of the people that are showing up already look the same and come from the same backgrounds.
Yoga Buzz does these cool events where it's like $15 or $20 and you get to go take an hour-long yoga class, and then it's usually in a cool space, and then there's like a social element afterwards.
Which is drinking.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's
eating.
Tacos.
But as far as, you know, the actual money that you're raising, how exactly do you give back? Like, what are some of the examples of things that you've done?
So our big outreach program right now is our yoga teacher training, and that is specifically to empower people within the community who want to use yoga specifically as a tool to give back to different populations. And so
what are some of the things that go into the training? Like, are there breathing exercises?
Yeah, we do.
What's a good one?
So a lot of times we breathe into the chest, the upper chest, and that makes the breath more shallow. And so if you instead, you can put a hand on your belly, for example. Hand on the belly.
Hand on my chest.
And take just like a couple breaths, and you'll probably notice.
Not chest. See, that was chest.
It was all the shoulders came up.
Yeah. All right, so what do I have to do?
So see if you can inhale and expand your belly instead of your chest. Yeah.
It's hard to do if it's not what you're used to. That's the hardest part for me.
I feel like you're doing Lamaze.
I have not done that before, but I would reckon that these are things that could be definitely applied to that.
Okay.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite spaces or pairings that you've done over the years with Yoga Buzz? Like,
my favorite place that we do is at the Science Center at the planetarium under the stars with all the lights off and the stars up on the sky. It's one of the most challenging classes to teach because I can't see if I've said something that doesn't make sense and people don't know what I'm talking about. But it's also it's such a beautiful experience to look up at the stars and to, you know, be connecting breath and body, but also to be thinking about, you know, the stories that are up in the stars, all of the constellations and such.
All I hear when you're talking about the planetarium is that when it comes to Yoga Buzz. That's it. That's all I hear. Well, you're stretching out. You're comfortable. You're under the stars.
Everybody
everything's
stays,
relaxed.
Everybody stays within the confines of the four corners of their sticky mat.
Stay on your mat.
If people want to find you online, where can they do that?
Yogabuzz.org.
Do you play music when you're in there?
We do. Sometimes we have live music as well. We've had live reggae at a couple of our events, which
I suggest
super
that
cool.
The next song be this. Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, too.
Find our other kick-ass chicks of the week and more on Elle Potter at SpencersNeighborhood.com.